When it's 26 after 5 South African time, everybody looks forward for our beloved Ustad of Ustads, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Well, today is the 19th of Dhul Qadah, 1443. People are asking the Hujjaj what's happening in Hajj. We're going to ask inshallah and hear from our beloved Ustad. Ustad, it's a beautiful Monday morning. Welcome to you to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Zulqa'dah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, alayhimus salatu salam, peace be upon them, verses 22 and verse 23. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in various places that He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is one alone and unique. And if you read chapter 112, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon you, He, Almighty Allah, is one alone and unique. So here Almighty Allah is informing us, low, hypothetically, for argument's sake, kana fihima alihatun, if in the heavens and in the earth, in the universe, alihatun, there were many, many gods, demigods, semigods, deities, illallahu, besides Almighty Allah, lafasadata, then there should be mayhem, chaos, discord in the heavens and in the earth. The one semigod will say this, then the demigod will say that, and the deity will say something else. You can see how they behave in the various parliaments and so forth and so on in the world, whether it's in the west or in the east or other directions. Similarly, human being, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, human being has been created weak. So who can ever run the system? Look at the sun, the rising, sun setting, the full moon and the new moon, the crescent, and everything, remember, working with harmony and peace. It shows there's only one supreme being, and He is Almighty Allah, God, capital G. Therefore, when a person is a Muslim, he says, La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship, no deity except Him, Almighty Allah, God, capital G. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger. So that is Almighty Allah teaching us logically also. For Subhanallah, hence all praise, Allah transcends all glory, all praises. Remember that He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. That is Subhanallah. Rabbil Arsh, the possessor of the throne, Amma Yasifun, and He transcends whatever they attribute to Him. They say He's got a son, Jesus, Allah forbid, or the angels or His daughters, Allah forbid, or He has partners and associates, Allah forbid. So all that are rejected absolutely, totally, and completely. who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, la yus'alu amma yaf'alu, that remember none will have the power to question him, Almighty Allah, what he does. Can anyone ask Allah why today the sunset is 7 o'clock, 6:15, 6:30 in different places? Can anybody ask Almighty Allah why sunset is 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in different countries and different continents? Nobody can do that. How many children are born daily? 90% are born perfect. 1, 2%, 5% have disabilities. Who has the authority or the power to ask Almighty Allah? Nay, none in the entire universe. For whom you saloon, they will be questioned. They, human beings and creation, will be questioned by him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Yawm al-Hisab, there is a day of reckoning. There is a day of justice, the day of judgment. So each one of us must know that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the supreme being. Laysa kamithlihi shay. And in the entire universe and creation, there is none to resemble him, to be like him. He is unique in every aspect, in every respect. So therefore, we must believe in him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, unconditionally, unreservedly. We submit and surrender ourselves to him lovingly, willingly, and sincerely. Inshallah, that the programs for today, then I'll give you the news. So 8:30 to 9, inshallah, I'll be here with Mona Zahid, and we'll be discussing America, my trip to America. Twice we went there. Then, mashallah, between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir, inshallah. Today we start chapter 54, and that is Surah Qamar, and then we continue with Surah Furqan. 2 to 2:30 in the report back, inshallah, will be our trip to Springs, wonderful trip, Allah accept it. And 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, Al-Aziz, will be the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiya on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let us give you some international news so that you know what's really happening in the world. You Jutlas, you Jews, I told you several times, you are not the chosen people, you are the cursed people, and the people will be punished till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Go read your Haaretz newspaper, and they say a new wave of the COVID and corona has hit and struck Israel. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. And you know my style, I'll be very honest with you. That's the dua we make and supplication we make to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, these people, you guide them. If there's no guidance for them, then you decimate, destroy them. And you can see with all their professors, scientists, doctors, technology, they don't know what to do. Then go to their chief, and that is America. Biden announces that now they are going to give vaccine to 6-month-old children. That has been legislated, sanctioned by the American regime. They are laysa minkum rajulu rashid. Don't you have intelligent people there? That when they had it at 5 years old and above, then less than 30% of the Americans went for vaccine, and rightly so. Now imagine 6 months old child, infant, that they want to vaccinate them. So we as Muslims say all this is part of the Dajjal and the introduction to the Antichrist. They want that herd mentality to make us zombies, that we cannot think critically. We cannot find out who are the real culprits who want to destroy the world. The one world order and the hegemony of the white man. The rest are considered as a liability. So each one of you need to wake up and understand what the agenda really is. So that is number two. And then number three, that you will find that Putin and Russia have destroyed so many places of Ukraine, and Ukraine will never be the same again. You see, you just have to draw the analogy. What Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime does, the Nazi regime, because occupation is terrorism and they use Nazi tactics. So they try their latest weapons, you must remember, there in Gaza, in Palestine and so forth. Thousands of people murdered and killed in the 74-year history of apartheid Israel. So these people, the West, NATO, wanted to use, remember, Ukraine as the launching pad. They will test all their latest weaponry, artillery against Russia. But Russia's intelligence and Putin is putting them in the right place. And they said, before you test your weapons, we will decimate and destroy you. So what happens in America? The rating of Biden, Harris is a disaster. Remember that for America. That if you just look at the latest polls, it's going downwards for both president and vice president. Then we come to Saudi Arabia. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82. Your worst enemies are the Jews, majority of them. Your worst enemy are the Mushrik, the idol worshippers, the Hindus, majority of them. You can just see Israel and India, the ethnic cleansing goes on against Muslim. But what does Saudi Arabia do? The place where the two greatest and holiest and sacred places, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, for this year Hajj 1443, 2022, they have an app. It's called Mutawif. And they give that app to who? To a person who is very, very close to the BJP, to Modi and company. They give it to an Indian company. What an indictment and disgrace that is. Therefore, I told you, this MBS and his regime, remember that they need to be removed. If you understand, Israel has to be removed and their allies, because remember, they are cancer to humanity and Muslims. So that is all the facts on the ground. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and Masjidul Aqsa, and all our mosques and masajid throughout the world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, somebody says here that can Mufti Saab tell us about our Hajis? Are they okay? Last week, the Arabs gave my daughter and son-in-law at the airport hard time. Wallahi, Mufti Saab, for no reason. And my daughter was crying so much, she's in Parda, and they took his passport. What's happened to all Muslim Arabs? Anonymous, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. About that incident, I can't say anything. Therefore, we told you that you must contact Sahuk, you must contact your agents, and remember, if they are doing something which is just to harass the Hajis and so forth, you must put it on the social media. That's one thing Saudi Arabia cannot tolerate, and that is criticism. And if you have the proof and so forth, they tell you, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They'll tell you, but the people don't understand Arabic, majority of them. Khidmatul Hujjaj Sharaful Lana. To serve the Hujjaj and pilgrims is an honor for us. But yet they harass you according to what you're saying, intimidate you and so forth. So obviously all that is unacceptable. So if they don't want to wear parda and hijab because of they want to bootlick America and the Western rogue regime of Israel, they don't have the right to tell you not to wear parda and hijab. That is the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 59. So therefore, there's no need to apologize to anybody, and there's no need to compromise on Sharia in any part of the world. Remember that with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I traveled everywhere, so many countries in the world, and we never ever really compromised. They told them, ask whatever questions you want. So that is what we must learn. One more point, because you're speaking of Hajj. You Hajis, really, really, I feel very, very sad. You're paying so much, you know, 120, 150, 200,000 rand per person, and more some of them are paying. And some of you, I don't say all, but some of you will be dumped. That's the only word I can can use in Muzdalifah. Because if you know how the logistics work there, Mina and Muzdalifah are like touching one another. So the camps and the tents, they overlap, you know, they go right into Muzdalifah. So if you take the cheapest package, they put you in Muzdalifah. So already your Hajj is now naqis, and it is, you must remember, a Hajj that has got, you must remember, something that is incomplete. You're supposed to be there in Mina, especially on the night of the 11th, night of the 12th, but they're going to dump you right there in Muzdalifah. So all these are issues you need to discuss with Sahuk, you need to discuss with your agents, and all your countries, you need to make this clear with the Saudi regime. And tell them, this Hajj, you have to follow what Almighty Allah states. فَتَّبِعُونِ, that we must follow the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then you become the beloved of Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khudu anni manasikakum, that you must take your actions from me for your pilgrimage, your Hajj Umrah. They're not interested in that. They're interested even in Hajj to appease and bootleg the West. In Mina, they will put urinals that the Hajis there in special services must stand and urinate. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the sign of Qiyamah coming. That in our holiest places, this regime, remember, is destroying the Hajj of the Hujjaj. May all my Allah Jalla Wala guide them, and if there's no guidance, Allah decimate and destroy them.
I see there's a brother from Azadwal who said he wants to know that if Mufti Sahib knows anything about the way they say India Channel calls for bombing Prophet's Mosque Ustad.
I saw it yesterday and I sent it to our news team. You must remember that I just told you now, my brother Azadwal, and you should know the Surah 5, Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse 82. The last page of the six supara, the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are majority of the Jews, majority of the Hindus. So it is alleged that one of them, he has his own channel. He said India and Israel must have a united front, and they must bomb Masjidun Nabawi, Allah forbid, and they even show you the image and so forth. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. We say to the Jutlas, you try and destroy Masjidul Aqsa, the Dome of the Rock, Kubbatul Sakhra. We tell the Jutlas and the Hindus and India, try and destroy Masjid Nabawi and see what will happen to you.
Allah.
Remember that you lost more than $70 billion when you insulted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what I'm talking about. So remember that there will be such a war that you will lose everything. Remember that. So don't play with fire. Remember that Modi is a disaster for India, and Bennett and Netanyahu, both are a disaster for Israel. They deep down know it, but they play the sentiments that how they can win. So they can win by harming the Muslims more and more, either in India or either harming the Palestinians, Muslims and Christians there in the rogue regime of Israel, occupied Palestine.
Ustadi, the brother says, yeah, I have given up on life. I try my best to stay on the straight path. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for me to take my life rather than dying as a disbeliever? Please don't contact me, Ustad.
Remember that we're not contacting you. We are giving a message to you. We are giving a message to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Lansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this entire universe. He made human being the masterpiece of his creation. So sometimes what happened to this human being, when he looks at his finances, he is in the red, he's a liar. liability. When he looks at his life, he hasn't accomplished anything. When he looks at his marital life, it ended in divorce. When he looks at his children, they have turned against him, his family has turned. So now he starts losing hope. So that's exactly what Almighty Allah says, you must not do, my brother. And that is chapter 39, Surah 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. My brother, I give you one advice. People can criticize us. People can talk nonsense about us. You don't have to worry about them. You must make sure you are speaking to the King of the Kings.
Allah.
Cry to Allah. Go in sajda. Speak to Almighty Allah. Read Surah 54 verse 10. Like Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah did, peace be upon him. Anni maghloobun fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. I'm overwhelmed. You defend me. You assist me. You help me, Ya Allah. So why must you be negative? Allah loves you. He made you the masterpiece. He made you, all of us, the masterpiece of His creation. So there's no way in Islam that you have to commit suicide. It's absolutely haram. You must face the challenges of life. Look at this hadith, subhanallah, and it is mentioned in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. So you must remain positive. Number one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hassinu amwalakum bi zakat." That you must pay, you must your zakat, your compulsory charity, and all Allah will protect your assets and your properties, your wealth, inshallah. So that is advice one. Advice number two, Dawu maradakum bi sadaqa. For your people who are ill and sick, our Haji Babu Arbi, our Haji Day, Latif Day in Durban. So Latif, they are all sick and very, very ill. Allah Jalla grant all of them Shifa'i Kamil, make it easy for them and their families.
Ameen.
So we contacted them and told them what to read. So we give out charity, you give out charity for the people who are very, very ill and sick. Third one, this is for me and you, brother. You know you are in Durban. Wastaqbilu amwaj al-bala'i bid-du'a'i wat-tadarru. You must face and you must look at the waves of calamity, disaster, catastrophe, they are coming. With dua and supplication, crying, weeping in the court of Almighty Allah. Can you tell me, will anybody give you better advice than this? This is advice direct from Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Muslim never lose hope, my brother. You have to remain positive, and there's no way that commit suicide is acceptable, absolutely haram. Allah forbid people do that, they become a khasira dunya wal akhirah. You loser, you become a failure in this world and in the year after. So remain positive, give out charity, go into sajda, cry to Almighty Allah. Allah will change the negative to positive. We make dua for you, brother.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the brother is crying, Ustad.
Allah loves you the most, more than your parents love you, my brother. So there are tests. We all go through tests in life. If Allah have to give us everything we want, we are such zalims and oppressors and sinners, we'll forget Allah also. So Allah puts tests. Nobody can solve your problem. You have to come to me and bow down to me, prostrate to me, cry to me. Then I will show you what I will do for you. So turn to Allah, my brother. Your one tear is beloved to all, my dear Lord.
Subhanallah. I've got brother Ronald from Isipingo. He says, morning to you, AK. My question to you this morning is, why did the late Didat hate Christianity when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, didn't hate us? That's why I don't love Islam, because of him. But now you are changing my mind. Please forgive me for being a bit harsh. Ronald from Isipingo, Ustad.
Ronald, thank you very much. We take no offense. You must remember this, that what was Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah, he never hated Christianity. You see, when you are in a debate, then you become a robust person. Because the Christian clergy, they changed the Bible themselves, my brother. When he took on Swaggart, he told Swaggart, he said, say, you know, Mr. Didat style, Mr. Swegat, please read for me the Bible is Akil and the two adulterous sisters, and I will give you $50, $100. You saw how Swegat read that? He read it so fast because he was ashamed of what is written in the Bible. And my brother Ronald, if you know South African history, you're 35, 40 years old, I think. So anyway, if you know South African history, before democracy, under apartheid in the 70s, 80s, Sheikh Ahmed Didat took the Bible, certain verses of it I'm giving you. You go to Ezekiel, you go to the subheading, two adulterous sisters, and he took that part, an extract of the Bible, removed all the numbers, and sent it to the census board. You know, in apartheid time we had, and there were two dominees, there were two predicants, there were two priests on the board. And he presented it to them, or he got somebody else. What is all this? They unanimously said, this is pornography. So Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah, went to the Sunday Tribune. I still got the article somewhere in my archives. You just go to Sunday Tribune, the archives, and you will find there, that is the Bible pornography. And because of these chapters here, and that's what he did. So he was not hating the Christians. He loved the Christians to show them that your priest, your pastor, your pope is taking you for a ride, my brother Ronald. And if I tell you, my brother Ronald, you know now who's your pope in Christianity, in the Catholic Church, that he is Francis. Francis is a maverick character, you must remember that. Before him was who? Was Benedict. Benedict told the people in German that, you know what, this whole Christianity we following and believing is 100% incorrect. And they asked, now what is the correct? You say Islam. They made sure, first time in 600 years in the papacy, that a pope resigns. And then they gave a fairy tale story that no, that there was too much pedophilia. The priests were busy with the boys and doing all their business, Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve. And the monks were busy with the nuns, with the monkey business, my brother Ronald. So they gave that story to the world. So therefore, my brother Ronald, I don't know you. I know where you are, Ispingo, if you're in Ispingo Beach. I married there in Ispingo Beach. My family is there. So my brother, that I appeal to all of you, you must study your Bible. Do you really accept, my brother Ronald, Jacob wrestling with God, a wrestling match? But it's in the Bible. You just Google it. Can you really accept that Noah committing incest with his daughters? Lot, L-O-T, committing incest. Can you believe? But all this is in the Bible. And Ezekiel, two adulterous sisters, pornography, according to the South African Census Board during apartheid. So that is what Sheikh Ahmed did that. And he did the world a favor. He was prepared to take on any Christian, anywhere, anytime. At my expense, I'm ready. I'll take you on. Who could do that? Hardly any Muslim you will find. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah guide you, my brother Ronald. You need to look at your Bible critically, and I just gave you some food for thought. I pray for you, my brother Ronald. Before I came down now, also I prayed, Ya Allah, guide all these people. They don't know the real truth. They just follow, you know, because their father, their parents told them. But you, Allah, you can guide whoever you want to. So that's our dua supplication for you, my brother Ronald.
SubhanAllah, I see Ronald says you are a good man indeed. And you're right, I'm 39 years of age, and I assume you're 55 years old to start.
Plus 10. Ronald, next time I come to Durban, we meet you, right? What you say? Then I show you your Bible. What things it got there? You will feel ashamed, really.
SubhanAllah. Ustad, should South Africa not be buying cheaper oil from countries like Venezuela, Russia, EBS, Iran? They are our friends. Anonymous, Ustad.
100%, you must remember that we belong to BRICS. So, you see, India, India is cutting so many deals with Russia, and that is why, you must remember, America tells Emirates and Saudi Arabia that see what India did regarding the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that then they woke up and so forth. They thought that they love Nabi alayhi salam or this. They got nothing to do with Islam, these people. They interested in money and power and so forth. So then America uses them, and then it's, oh yes, we must do something and so forth. Otherwise, why they didn't do like Qatar and Kuwait, call the ambassador of India and really show him that you can't come here and mess around with us and so forth. They won't do those type of things. It's all to do with this. So what happens if our politicians, South Africa, they will see that, you know what, if we cut a deal with Russia, we cut a deal with Iran, we cut a deal with Venezuela and so forth, maybe our cut, our commission is not so much. So let us deal with ABC country and Saudi or this country where we can get a bigger cut and a bigger commission. Do you really believe, I'm asking you South Africans, do you really believe that your government is concerned about your welfare? Or do you think that they only interested in making money for themselves and their families? I mean, you must be a real idiot to think they got my welfare and your welfare. This morning again, I wake up early. In front of here, there's a big bend here. Over 200 accidents, you must remember. Today also a car smashed in here. Big noise. I no more go and see because I'm fed up. I wrote to all the parties, why don't you put speed barriers and so forth here? And it don't even raining today here. So whenever it rains, nobody's interested. Their expediency and politics is what? Nigalomali. Nigalomali. Give us the money. That's all they want. Me and you must pay taxes. Me and you must pay petrol. 25 rand plus next month 27 rand or whatever. So Allah knows best. So they will get the bigger slice of the cake. They're not interested in that. Because they know ANC in power, 1994. 2024, dead. So they'll lose power, and then there'll be coalition government. So that is, let us collect as much as, you know, the Nationalist Party. When a new time is up, the apartheid crime they committed against humanity. So the YT said, let us collect. Collect our pension, collect our purse, collect this. So that is what. They got nothing to do with humanity and looking at people and so. That is the real politics that plays out nowadays. Therefore, you must understand what is geopolitics.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, would you like to speak quickly about that? A listener wants to know about Smart Bilal. They are listening to Merkaz Sahaba, Ustad.
Yesterday, one person sent me a message that, you know, they can't catch Merkaz Sahaba on Smart Bilal. So our manager's name is Bilal. So mashallah. So I sent it to him. I said, Bilal, what's happening here? So he said, in 2 minutes, I'll be back to you. So he switched it on and he told me it's working perfect. So I told him, send me the link and everything. So he sent it to me. So I sent it out on my Twitter account, on my Telegram account, on all the podcasts and broadcast groups. So you just go to the link there, and it's playing well according to all majority of the people who have tried it. So inshallah, that we want Merkaz Sahaba to reach every home. So therefore, on behalf of the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, his family, Allah reward them fit dunya wal akhirah. We're giving out free, you must remember, the decoders and radios. So inshallah, tonight in the Q&A we'll give you all the details. So you stay tuned to us inshallah between 8 and 10. Barakallahu feek. Whatever it is, we still love in South Africa. We love this country because we can speak the truth. Inshallah, remember this, that 6 o'clock is my brother Uwaisi with the news, and then the Fajr Azan, and thereafter Moana Khalid Yaqub. 7 o'clock news again with brother Uwais, and thereafter Moana Zaid Khan. 8:30 to 9, I'll be here back in the studio, inshallah, we discuss USA, that America. So what are the good and what are the bad and what are the sad? So all that we'll discuss. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.